Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As is our tradition here, would you read from the screen our sermon title for today? A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Based on Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. I invite you to follow the sermon with the sermon outline that's been provided for you in your worship handout as we consider our theme, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Today is a very special day, as you know, for many reasons. First of all, it's Pentecost Sunday, the Sunday when the Christian church around the world celebrates the birthday of the church. When on that first Pentecost day, the Holy Spirit came with power and brought to faith thousands of people in the Savior Jesus and made them a part of His eternal family that we call the church. But secondly, obviously today in our congregation, today is Confirmation Day, when we formally welcome a number of our young people as communicant members. They have completed a full year's long, demanding and joyful class with their pastor and their parents in our family confirmation program. Today, when these young people, they've made their promises, they share their faith and receive Holy Communion, they are no longer to be seen in this congregation as children. So welcome, Ali Mae, Elizabeth, Josh, Liam, Sarah. We love you and we're proud of you. But today also begins our new summer sermon series. Try saying that real fast three times. The sermon series for this summer of June, July, and August is entitled Hymns That Preach. Every Sunday we'll be taking a look at another well-loved hymn of the church, as well as something about the person who wrote that hymn and why they wrote it. Today on Pentecost and Confirmation Sunday, there's simply no better hymn than Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, that we just sang before the sermon. Before we look at the verses of the hymn, let's talk a little bit about the hymn writer, Martin Luther. It's very fitting today because these five confirmands have just finished an intensive study of Luther's catechism, a summary of our biblical faith. It was largely due to Luther's efforts that congregational hymn singing was restored to Christian worship, because unfortunately by his time, people just sat in worship when priests and monks led everything and did all of the singing. Luther demonstrated that the truths of the Bible can be taught and can be enjoyed and can be planted deep in people's hearts by the power of music and singing. Now, theology is the study of God in the Bible. Listen to what Luther said. Next to theology, music is God's most important gift to mankind. Luther wrote many hymns, but none more important than Ein fester Burg ist unser Gott, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Ali Mae and Sarah, Josh, Liam, and Elizabeth. This hymn declares, and listen carefully today, this hymn declares that it is tough being a Christian today in the world in which we live. The evil forces of this world, Satan, that old liar, and even our own sinful flesh, work against God and His will for our lives. Taking a stand for what is right and what is godly is important, but it's not easy. In a way, you're doing that today in your day of your confirmation. And Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress, is fully based on passages from Holy Scripture and tells you and tells me and everyone here today, we can stand up for what is right. We can stand up for what is right in a world that does not love God, that does not love His truth. Let's take a quick look at this wonderful hymn. Verse 1 begins, A mighty fortress is our God, a sword and shield victorious. Based on Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. God's care for us is compared to a walled fortress upon a hill, a refuge in a fortress with walls so thick that enemies cannot penetrate. Here in this fortress refuge, we are shielded against the attacks of any enemy that would try to attack and overpower us. Now, what do you think? What power or what enemy should we most be concerned about today? The next phrase in the hymn gives us the answer. The old satanic foe has sworn to work us woe with craft and dreadful might. The sole purpose of the devil, of Satan, is to hurt God's people, to destroy our faith and lead us away from God's truth. That's how the devil works. His main weapon, the hymn calls, his craft. We would call that today deception. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the full armor of God, so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Schemes, craft, deception. Dear confirmands, everybody here today, the devil is at work, and if you think he's not, wake up and smell the proverbial coffee. He's at work to deceive us, to fool us, to convince us that evil is good, that following the crowd is just fine, that disobeying God's word is no big deal. Hey, everybody's doing it. What harm can it be? Some of you here today maybe have heard of the famous frog in the kettle experiment. We talked about it in confirmation class. A frog is an amphibian, a creature that can regulate its body temperature to match it with outside temperature. In this experiment, a frog was put in the kettle of warm water, and the water was so slowly heated. The frog slowly got used to the warm water and was very comfortable. The water continued to be heated until the water was boiling, but the frog had so gradually got used to the heat, it just stayed in the kettle until it was boiled to death. My dear confirmants, but everybody else here as well, with his schemes and his deception, your enemy, the devil, is at work today to make us comfortable with sin, with falsehood, with immorality. And he works through things like TV programs, movies, internet websites, some schools, even friends and classmates, to turn us away from God and His truth. Hey, he says, everybody's doing it. What harm can it be? But slowly, those who listen to his lies are destroyed, like the frog in the kettle. How can we stand against such a powerful liar and deceiver? Luther's hymn gives us the answer in the next verse. No strength of ours can match his might. We would be lost, rejected. But now a champion comes to fight, whom God himself elected. Christ Jesus, mighty Lord, he holds the field victorious. Kids, Jesus is our champion. Jesus is our strength. Jesus is God's truth that dispels the devil and his lies. Dear confirmands, one of the powerful messages of Confirmation Sunday is this. Your risen and victorious Lord Jesus promises to stand with you and for you every day of your life. Please take seriously the promises you're going to make in just a few moments. He will be faithful to you. He will be your champion and defeat the devil's schemes. This was indeed God's promise to each of us way back in creation, where in Genesis 3:15, our Lord looked the devil in the face and said these words, "He," that is Jesus, "will come and crush your head." As we stand with Jesus and God's truth, the crushing of the devil's head and lies continues. Now, speaking of that victory over evil, verse 3 of the Mighty Fortress says this: "We tremble not, unmoved we stand, they cannot overpower us." Jesus said it this way to the Apostle Peter in Matthew 16, verse 18: "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the very gates of hell will never overpower it." Peter had just confessed his faith in Jesus. And Jesus then promised him, as believers continue to make this confession of the faith, this rock-solid faith, it's what the church will be built upon, and the devil will not overpower it. Speaking of the devil, confirmands, do you remember our lesson on baptism? When all together we spit in the face of the devil? We all spoke aloud those words. We were hoping nobody was walking by the classroom when we all shouted these words. We said, "Devil, go to hell. I am a baptized child of God, and you will have no power over me." Baptized into the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and made a member of the church, we stand on that rock with Peter, the confession of the true faith in Jesus. You, Ali May, Sarah, Josh, Liam, and Elizabeth, you stand today with countless brothers and sisters of Christ all over the world. And you stand as fellow members in this congregation. You do not, and you will not ever. This is what Ali May said in her confession of faith. You will never stand alone. Oh, how important are your Christian friends and your Christian family to help you stand for what is true in a world where truth is masked all the time by falsehood. In our lesson about the church, maybe you remember, we talked about the famous ABC line experiment. In this experiment, the teacher in the classroom wanted to demonstrate the power of peer pressure, both in a positive and a negative way. So she dismissed one student from the classroom to go see the principal about something. And she told the rest of the class, "I'm going to now continue with my lecture and draw three lines on the chalkboard, A, B, and C. When I ask you what is the longest line, everybody raise their hand for the second longest line." Not the first, not the longest, but the second longest. The student came back to the classroom. When the teacher asked the question, "Which is the longest line?" and every hand went up at the wrong answer, the second longest line, guess what the student did who wasn't in the room? The pressure was just too great. And even though she knew better, her hand went up. The experiment was done in another classroom. One student was dismissed from the room. But then the teacher told the classroom, "The same experiment, but only one of you, raise your hand at the correct answer." When the student came back from the principal's office and the vote was taken, guess what happened? The dismissed student also raised her hand with the correct answer. It only took one person doing the right thing to give the other person the strength to stand for what was right. And that's why it's so important for each of us, especially you confirmants, to be a faithful member of God's church and to have and to celebrate good Christian friends and adult role models. When we gather as God's family, the church, we gather to hear and trust His holy word. And when God's word fills our hearts, we can encourage each other to stand for God's truth, when it would be so much easier to follow the crowd and turn our backs on what is godly and true and eternal. In the fourth and final stanza of Martin Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress, Luther says, "For God Himself fights by our side, the kingdom's ours forever." Jesus Himself told us much the same thing in Matthew 28:20 when He said, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." What a great promise for each of us here. What a great promise for each of you young confirmands. Please listen to me now, young folks, as I speak to my heart, from my heart to you from the last time in this your role as confirmands. No matter what life throws your way, especially when you struggle and you fall, and you will, your dear Lord Jesus will be right by your side, fighting with you, fighting for you. Some years ago, in the Summer Olympics, something heartbreaking and then wonderful happened to a British runner named Derek Redman. He was running on the track, and he was in the final 100 meters of a long race. Years of training and sacrifice were in that last 100 meters, in front of a world audience. But then it happened. He tore his hamstring muscle, that huge muscle between your bottom and the back of your knee. He tore it and fell to the track. He fell to the track in terrible pain, physical pain, and emotional pain. Now listen carefully as I quote to you from Sports Illustrated magazine. As the medical attendants were approaching, Redman fought to his feet. It was animal instinct, he would say later. He set out hopping in a crazed attempt to somehow finish the race. When he reached the final straightaway, a large man in a white t-shirt came out of the crowds, hurled aside a security guard, and ran to Redman, hugging him. It was Jim Redman, Derek's father. "You don't have to do this," he told his weeping son. "Yes, I do, Papa," said Derek. "Well then," said his father, "we're going to finish together." And they did. Fighting off security men, the son's head buried in his father's shoulder for the pain, they stayed in Derek's lane all the way to the end as the crowd gaped and then rose and then howled and wept. What a wonderful picture of a father's love. If you want to see the picture of Derek finishing, going across the finish line with his father, come see me in my office. I've got a picture in my office. But what a wonderful picture even more of our dear Lord's love for each of us here today, not just our confirmands. The hymn said, "For God Himself fights by our side." Jesus said, "I am with you always to the end of the age, the end of the race of your lives." Yes, as Luther's hymn says, a mighty fortress is our God. So for the last time, Alime, Sarah, Josh, Liam, Elizabeth, a mighty fortress is your God, today on the day of your confirmation, and each and every day of your lives. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our victorious and reigning Lord. In the name of Jesus, blessed Confirmation Day. Amen.